An estimated 13 million employees in California are the first in the nation to qualify for paid time off from work to care for a new baby or a sick relative. The state program began July 1st and is being watched closely in at least a dozen other states. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The first challenge is to spread the word about this new employee benefit. Since January, most of the workers in California have been contributing to a family leave fund through payroll deductions of a few dollars per month. The fund already contains about $130 million. Surveys indicate few employees know about the new program. However, those who do say it will be a boon.
My husband and I are caregivers for my mom, who lives with us, so we're caregivers 24/7, and I'm also pregnant, giving birth in October.
Carol Thompson, a human resources manager at a small marketing firm north of San Francisco, has been helping her employer prepare for the new law. Thompson plans to use the benefits herself to stay home with her newborn. Under the program, she can collect about 55% of her wages, up to 6 weeks per year. Her husband also qualifies for partially paid time off to bond with the baby. Thompson says the income will be a godsend, the type of assistance the couple really could have used 2 years ago when her elderly mother became disabled.
We had to take a month's leave of absence from work to care for my mom when she came home from the hospital and was recovering from a fractured hip. She couldn't do anything. She was wheelchair bound, required 24-hour assistance, and we had no financial security because we didn't have this law.
Other supporters of the law say it's overdue. Faced with a family health crisis, Bonnie Lawrence with the Family Caregiver Alliance says employees often have had to choose between collecting a paycheck and taking care of a relative.
This is a situation that affects all of us, whether it's to care for a new baby or to care for a parent or a spouse or a partner. And this bill goes a long way to at least providing a minimum income while you address these other pressing needs.
There is a major catch in the new law. Although everyone in California who pays state disability insurance qualifies for benefits, not everyone's job will be protected if they choose to take family leave. Companies with fewer than 50 employees are not required to guarantee an employee's job when they're ready to return to work. But Bonnie Lawrence doubts companies will want to incur the costs of firing such a worker. In fact, an analysis of the new law by UC Berkeley economist Ethan Kaplan found that it costs a minimum of $1,100 and often thousands of dollars more for companies to fire one worker and find a replacement.
Those include search costs by the firm, training. There's a lot of startup costs that are involved with bringing a new employee on board to replace an old leaving employee.
Supporters of paid family leave are quick to point out that California's program is funded by employees themselves. Despite that, business groups fear there may be hidden costs to employers. They have opposed the new benefit.
It's going to entice more people into taking that leave than would have otherwise.
Michael Shaw is the Assistant State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business, which represents some 35,000 small companies in California. He says paid family leave is yet another onerous burden California has loaded onto its employers.
It puts small businesses in a particular dangerous situation by mandating a leave program on the businesses that can least afford the loss of that productivity.
No doubt small companies will have to make some adjustments, but economist Ethan Kaplan says firms benefit economically when they can retain good employees. Citing a study by the Labor Department, Kaplan says there's evidence that paid family leave programs do just that.
They found that there was a really large difference in retention of employees depending upon whether or not the firm offered paid family leave or didn't.
According to Kaplan, companies that make accommodations will be rewarded with a loyal workforce, able to focus on their jobs without the distraction of worrying about who's taking care of mom. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.